T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
People, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Hilton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story is this problem on the 5 freeway in Anaheim this morning because of a fiery big rig crash. Let's get the latest. Live from KMX 1070's Brian Douglas.
We have some huge delays here in Anaheim, northbound side of the 5 right before Lincoln. Here's what happened. A big rig lost control about 12:40 this morning, smacked into the side of an overpass, caught fire. Now, the driver actually had to be pulled out of the cab. Was so. CHP actually got on the scene quickly here. And the produce that was in the trailer, all over the roadway here. So here's the latest. Carpool, left lane open. That is it. This is a sig alert that was extended for another 4 hours, about a half hour ago. So this is going to be in place for a long time. The North 5 loads up right before Harbor. Still a good working alternate exit Disney Way or Harbor. You can take Harbor up to Lincoln, rejoin the freeway. Southbound, all lanes for you are open, but some looky-loo delays all the way back to the 91. Dick, Vicki?
6 high schoolers in Santa Clarita in juvenile hall today. They allegedly made threats on social media, threats to commit violence. KNX 1070's John Barrett is at the Santa Clarita Valley Sheriff Station right now with more.
The teenagers were taken into custody after a staff member for the William Hart School District discovered the threats online and alerted the Sheriff's Department. The threats on social media allegedly involved committing acts of school violence. Detectives and deputies launched an investigation. They quickly determined which students had made the threats. They were detained and taken to juvenile hall in Sylmar. We're still waiting to find out whether this involves students at one school or several schools and exactly what the threats were. Authorities say everyone is safe now, that there are no current threats out there against any staff, students, or schools in the Santa Clarita area. We expect to learn more about this case and what the students allegedly did from the Sheriff's Department. Reporting live in Santa Clarita, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Actress Felicity Huffman says she was desperate to be a good mother and now sees the irony in those words. She's hoping to walk free at her sentencing hearing today in the college admissions cheating scandal. Let's get more live from KNX 1070's Craig Figner.
Yeah, you know, Felicity Huffman, she was super quick to plead guilty and apologize. Federal prosecutors still, though, they want Felicity Huffman in a lockup for some time. They say her conduct was deliberate and manifestly criminal in their brief to the judge. They want Huffman to do at least a month or as long as 15 months in a federal lockup, also pay a $20,000 fine followed by probation and community service. Huffman's attorneys, you know, they'd like the judge to go light, some type of supervised release.
So a community service type of punishment, the prosecution is saying, would be too compassionate and would send the wrong message to society that the people who have more money can get away with more. Where the defense is saying, no record, made their first mistake in life, it's nonviolent, immediately took responsibility.
That's Lou Shapiro, criminal defense attorney. Felicity Huffman did plead guilty to conspiracy and fraud. You know, she paid $15,000 to bump up her daughter's SAT scores. No question this morning that actress Lori Loughlin and her husband Massimo will be paying close attention to see if the judge goes easy. They're fighting charges that they paid $500,000 in college bribes. Huffman's Boston federal court sentencing set to start at 11:30 this morning, our time. Reporting live, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The company that operated the dive boat that burned off the Santa Barbara coast, Cunning 34, has responded to the claim by the National Transportation Safety Board that the crew was asleep. The company's attorney says a crew member was awake 45 minutes before the first Mayday call and checked the galley where the fire is believed to have started. NTSB is investigating the cause and looking into possible criminal charges.
Another hot day in Southern California, and that always sparks concerns of possible brush fires. L.A. City Fire Captain Eric Scott tells KNX these are not red flag conditions, as they call them, though, because the Santa Ana winds aren't blowing.
If it's not for the winds, we can hit a brush fire hard and fast. We will stomp them out, keep them small. Your listeners at KNX probably won't even hear about the majority of those fires that we continually stomp out. It's really when the wind-driven fire comes in.
And he says that the new rule approved by council members in the city of Los Angeles allowing homeless camps to be cleared in the brush areas is not being triggered, at least today, because there are no red flag warnings.
Thousands of customers in Woodbrook and Compton have clean water now. They've dealt with brown tap water for years.
Since taking over the troubled Sativa Water District 10 months ago, LA County Public Works has flushed out its distribution lines, which had not been done in ages.
The quality of the water that we're seeing is much improved compared to what it was when we got there.
Public Works Deputy Director Dan Lafferty says they also created interconnections with nearby Liberty utilities so they could deal with Sativa's groundwater wells determined to be the source of the brown water.
And the long-term work that needs to be done is addressing the manganese, which is naturally occurring in the groundwater there, and getting some wellhead treatment systems in place to make sure that we solve that problem once and for all.
He says they've yet to determine if they can rehabilitate the wells or whether they'll need to drill new ones. In addition, an audit found approximately $1 million in loan funds meant to finance the purchase and construction of a well that appeared to have been used for other district purposes, along with other potentially questionable spending. That matter has been referred to law enforcement. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.